A meditation activation for full moon. Each year, we have 13 full moons, each one an opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate all that has unfolded for us, and to also let go of what no longer serves us. Not only reviewing what's happened over the last month, and also over the past 6 months, it gives us a chance to energetically pause, release, and refresh. As we awaken, each month we operate from a different vibration, so we can reset from the place we are right now. When we are in eclipse season, it's even more potent and powerful to release, and even more important not to take into the future what you are ready to release and unburden, so the new you can be more readily and quickly revealed. So take a beautiful breath into your heart space, coming to the here and now, letting go of all it's taken for you to be here. Knowing this is an opportunity to spend a few minutes reflecting on where you are in your life without judgment, without making anything right or wrong. So take another deep breath into your heart space, and see that breath go upwards in your body, up through your throat and head, through your crown, and the breath goes up and connects in to the great central sun, the source of love and light that you know and trust. Breathing into that space, bring back down the love, light and breath back down through your crown, through your head, throat, through your heart space, torso, abdomen, down through your root and your legs and deep into the earth below, connecting at the core crystal at the centre of the earth, recalibrating with the energy of the blueprint, how life is supposed to be lived, bringing that energy back up with your breath, through the earth, through the soles of your feet, through your legs and root, up through your abdomen, torso, coming up to your heart and seeing that brilliant white light you are connected to radiate out from your heart space 360 degrees, all the way around you, above you, below you. And just take a moment to feel in your expansive soul space. For this is your home. This is your true sanctuary, away from your mind and into your heart, and the connection to all that is and all you are. Now I'd like for you to imagine it's a beautiful, balmy, warm evening, and you're sitting by a tranquil lakeside. The stars are out, and above you is the most magnificent full moon. It's a super full moon, which means it is nearest the earth, 14% bigger than most full moons. So it seems to illuminate the whole night sky. There's not a cloud around, and it lights everything up. And it reflects beautifully into the lake below, reflecting. So as we use this time, reflecting on our own lives, we acknowledge the reflection of the moon. Full moon is a time to celebrate everything that has unfolded for you. So go into your heart for a moment and allow whatever would like to surface that brings a smile to your face of what's come to pass over the last 28 days. As you recall these things, the things that have unfolded, the feelings you've had? Do you have a sense of lightness with a smile across your face? Acknowledge those feelings now and send heartfelt thanks and gratitude, appreciation for all those blessings that you have received, that made you smile, that brightened your life, that made your day. So first of all, let's explore a little deeper and further into areas of our life. I'd like you to think about the relationships in your life. And the first one that comes into your mind, think of that. Whether it be your partner, your children, your friend, or even your pet. With consideration to that relationship, over the last month or so, have you felt a deeper sense of connection and communication with this person? Does it light you up when you think of them? If you do have these feelings about this particular relationship, and it lights you up and feel the joy within, again, release those feelings of gratitude and thanks to the moon, up in the sky. See them bursting forth in the light of the full moon with thanks, acknowledgement, asking the universe for more of these feelings, more of this aliveness, of this connection, of love. It may be that when you review those relationships, those sorts of feelings are not what's coming to mind. In fact, you feel a little heavier. Perhaps another relationship is springing to your mind with a different person that you've had a more difficult time with over the last 28 days. And as you think of that person and that relationship, maybe you feel a little bit angry or fretful. Whatever's coming up for you in relationship to that person, I want you to feel that you can bring all those feelings to the surface and allow them to fall into the depths of the lake through the reflection of the full moon on the lake surface. Pull them out of you one at a time and launch them like a large pebble and see them splash onto the surface of the lake under the light of the full moon, and imagine them being attached to that rock and sinking deep to the bottom of the lake, knowing that they no longer serve you and you are free in this moment, with the support of the full moon, to release each and every feeling relating to that relationship into the water. And take a few moments to see what comes up and launch them and release those feelings from your being. Have you been observant that you've had conversations playing out in your head where you wish you had said something differently? You wish you could change what was said in a relationship or a conversation, where you've been planning what you will say to them when you next speak? Anything that is relating to the past or the future that you wish to clear right now, that you do not need in this very moment, allow all the conversations with all the feelings and sentiments attached, and see them like number of pebbles being thrown into the lake and sink to the bottom of the lake. For right now, you do not need them in your energy space. You are clearing and lightening your energy. Now take a lovely breath into your heart space for a moment and observe how much lighter you feel right now. Can you feel lighter and brighter about the relationships, giving thanks for all that's worked so well for you, and feeling the freedom from what you have released and letting go of the energies of any past upsets or relationships, and immerse in that sense of freedom and lightness right now. Let's look at another area of life, that of abundance. Abundance comes in many forms. Think of it as an oversupply, a never-ending resource of time, of energy, as well as of money. Call to mind one area of your life where you have felt fully abundant in your life. Time, energy, money, or anything else you feel you have had plentiful of this month. Perhaps you've been on holidays and you felt you've had bundles of fun. Perhaps you've been working on a great project and feel that you've been really fully motivated and energized. Perhaps you've received unexpected gifts or money or anything that's come to you that indicates abundance. And call anything and everything over the last month that lights you up and gives you a space of a never-ending supply. And feel those feelings expand in your heart. And once again, feel them pouring out of your heart into the moonlight, up into the sky, giving so much gratitude, acknowledgement and thanks to the universe for helping you co-create your life your way. Feeling the abundance expand and tapping in to those quantum fields of infinite supply, infinite potential and possibility. And as you celebrate all that you have experienced in terms of abundance, understand there is no difference between experiencing an abundance of time, energy, to that of experiencing money or connection. And in this moment, we ask that any belief, known or hidden, any subconscious belief, any past life programming, any soul contract that you have running that you feel one source of energy is completely different to another in terms of experiencing it fully in all aspects of abundance. We ask to be deleted, destroyed, decreated across all time, space, dimensions and realities and shown the divine white path for healing. And as you clear those beliefs and blockages, those subconscious thoughts that think it is harder to create in one area of your life than another, we simply let them go. As you acknowledge you have experienced abundance of one kind or another in the past month, and therefore there is nothing other than yourself stopping you experiencing full abundance in all other aspects of your life. And in this moment, anything that is coming forward for you that you feel is standing in the way from you experiencing all the abundance that you choose, I'd like for you to see that you pull those energies out in the form of rocks from your body and launch them deeply into the lake in front of you. Into the reflection of the full moon into the lake, and see all those aspects that are keeping you separate from fully experiencing the abundance you are calling in, to be released to the depths of the lake, knowing those energies will be transmuted and transformed back to the source energy through Gaia. And release some more and more. And now that you have released, again check in with the sense of lightness and freedom you feel within as you continue to absorb that beautiful moonlight from above, clearing and cleansing your field, transmuting those energies within your bodies, for all the darker energy that you have released is being transmuted back to light as you bask in the gentle rays of Mother Moon. Let's consider one other area, that of health, wellness, and vitality. I'd like for you to call to mind, over the past month, where you have felt fully engaged with life, with the energy you require in that moment to do exactly what you were doing. That it was no effort, you were in your zone and you were creating beautifully. Give acknowledgement, thanks and gratitude for realizing when you are aligned with your health and well-being, with your energy of the moment. It's truly feeling alive. And feel the vibrancy of that. Even if you didn't feel that so much over the last month, use your creative imagination in this moment. How would it feel to be fully engaged with all the energy and vitality and vibrancy you would like to experience in your life, and feel that filling your field right now, expanding out to be just as big as the full moon in front of you. And again, celebrating, you can create this feeling within you, even if it is just within your imagination, and appreciate the power within you to turn your energy switch on when you choose, when you are aligned, when you are in your heart space. Now take a few moments to acknowledge how you looked after yourself in the past month and your self-care. Were you mindful of your consumption as you promised yourself? Did you exercise regularly and enjoy it? Did you receive beautiful nights of deep sleep, rest and relaxation? Acknowledge yourself for all that you have done towards your self-care, health and well-being over the past month, and celebrate that in the light of the full moon. Now for everybody, I'm sure there'll be some things that perhaps fell by the wayside. The moments of weakness, or the overindulgence, or the sense of being a little bit lazy and not quite doing what we had intended. Bring all those energies forward and pick them up in your hands like rocks and throw them into the reflection of the full moon on the lake and simply let go of all the guilt, all the past projection, all the stories you've told yourself about repeating past patterns, and simply throw them into the lake. They do not serve you in this moment. This is a refresh, reset opportunity, and in this very moment, let go of all the past feelings, emotions and habits that no longer serve you in terms of your health, well-being and vitality, and throw them one after the other into the lake. And keep bringing them up. And any other area of your life, any thoughts, beliefs, any subconscious beliefs, any elements relating to past life contracts, soul contracts that no longer serve the emerging, awakening you, bring them forward, make them known in your heart space, collect them out from your heart space and launch them deep into the depths of the water in front of you, into the reflection of the full moon. Any fears or anxieties about the future? Any worries or concerns about the past? Any repeated thoughts, habits or actions? Anything that comes to the surface right now, being ready to show the light for healing, launch deeply into that water in front of you. Now have a sense of the lightness in your heart right now. The sense of peace and tranquility. The sense of freedom and connection. And acknowledge that you've given yourself this time to celebrate your life, that you are creating it your way, and you have released everything that no longer serves you, that you no longer wish to carry forward as a burden in your life, in your energetic space, whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally or spiritually. Just throw the last remnants into the lake as you take a deep breath into your heart space. And start bringing awareness back to your body, sitting by the lakeside. Start having a wriggle of your fingers and toes. And gently open your eyes, having a big stretch. And see the scene of the moonlight lake disappearing quietly into the ethers, knowing that you can return to it any time you choose. Although it is so much more powerful to use this meditation around the time of the full moon, in the 48 hours leading up to the full moon, is the best time to really release and reset. So carry the sense of lightness, of freedom, of connection, joy and love forward with you. Into the light we go. Namaste.